Someone once said that life is what happens while you're busy making other plans. And it's so often true. Life does have a way of flying by so fast we hardly notice it. One moment we're young, the next we're old. And everyone finally wonders, where did the time go? That's why, from time to time, we all need a break from the mad rush to stop and smell the roses, as some people put it. Life sends plenty of stress our way from every direction, it seems. And if we let it, that stress can take control of every minute of the day. But we don't have to let it. We can all take a moment to breathe, to reflect, to rest. Jesus was no different. He needed time to rest too. Time to be alone, to reflect, to pray, time away from the crowd and the hectic pace. In Mark 7, verse 24, for example, Mark wrote this, "Jesus left that place and went to the vicinity of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know it, yet he could not keep his presence secret." Jesus often went up onto a mountain to escape the crowd so he would have time to be alone. Luke tells us, "Jesus went out to a mountainside to pray and spent the night praying to God. When morning came, he called the disciples to him and chose 12 of them, whom he also designated apostles." Jesus took time to be alone with God before making these important decisions about choosing the 12 apostles. When do you take a moment to recharge your batteries? Or do you? Like a sluggish computer that needs a reboot, you and I need to reboot once in a while too. Why not take a lesson from Jesus and find a discreet, pleasant place away from the crowd and the incessant clamor of the day, where you might be able to spend a few minutes each day in quiet conversation with God? That might not be possible during the workday itself, but what about afterward? Maybe in place of TV shows and loud commercials for a half an hour or so. Just some time when you and God can be alone together. Time to listen to Him, rest in Him, and let Him refresh you and recharge you. "Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from Him," Psalm 62 says. So you won't realize how good that rest can be until you try it. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.